Hey, taxi!
Yeah, mister. Where to?
Driver, take me to the MGM recording studios on Broadway, please. We've arrived at our destination for a quarter hour of songs by Miss Connie Francis. Brought to you transcribed from New York for your listening pleasure by your local Air Force recruiter in cooperation with this radio station. Connie Francis and the orchestra appear on this program through the courtesy of the American Federation of Musicians. Now, this is Armin Tom Wright saying welcome to Manhattan Melodies. We'll be speaking with our lovely guest, Miss Connie Francis, in just a few moments. But first, here she is to open our show with the orchestra and a new recording called My Happiness.
Evening shadows make me blue.
Recording there of a fine old standard, My Happiness, featuring the voice of our guest, Miss Connie Francis. Right now, on behalf of the Air Force, I should like to say welcome to the show, Connie.
Thank you, Tom.
We've been listening to these big records you've been making, and I should say making and selling quite a big number of, all of them, and we've been wanting to get you on the show with us for some time.
Thank you very much. You know, Tom, it still amazes me that people know who I am, the teenagers and oldsters. Like mm-hmm. when I go out of town or receive mail and someone recognizes my name, it's a thrill. It's very exciting to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've heard My Happiness, which seems to be the recent one. Now let's go back a little bit and hear one of the others. And what would be your selection for our next number.
Well, the next song, if I may mention this, Tom, is a song that was written by Neil Sedaka. And he wrote Stupid Cupid. This was his first hit. And now he's on his way with a second hit.
All right. Here we are listening to the intriguing title of an intriguing melody, Stupid Cupid.
Stupid Cupid, you're a real mean guy. I'd like to clip your wings so you can fly. I'm in love and it's a crying shame. And I know that you're the one to blame.
Stupid Cupid,
hey, hey, set me free. Stupid Cupid, stop picking on me. I can't do my homework and I can't be straight. I need them every morning for the half past eight.
Stupid Cupid,
I'm acting like a lovesick fool. You've even got me carrying his books to school.
Stupid Cupid,
hey, hey, set me free. Stupid Cupid, stop picking on me.
There you have our guest, Miss Connie Francis, singing Stupid Cupid, another of the big-selling records that she's produced. We'll be talking to Connie and having more music by her in just a few moments. But first, I have a few words for you graduate nurses. You know, it's not just the uniform that counts. That's what you'll hear the U.S. Air Force nurse saying. They know that there's much more to Air Force nursing besides a smartly styled uniform. First of all, nurses in the Air Force enjoy all the privileges that go with officers' rank. And they receive 30-day annual paid vacations, free medical and dental care, and a chance for exciting world travel. Furthermore, Air Force nurses work in modern hospitals and are trained in the most advanced medical techniques. But perhaps the greatest reward of all is the double pride of Air Force nursing, special pride that comes from serving both humanity and country. So, if you're a graduate nurse between 21 and 35, why don't you investigate the immediate openings for assignment as a general duty nurse or as a nurse anesthetist in the U.S. Air Force Nurse Corps? See your local Air Force recruiter about a sky-high future as an Air Force nurse. Now back to our guest on the Air Force show today, Miss Connie Francis. Connie, we usually try to get a few opinions from our guests as they appear on the show. That is, you know, the type of music you listen to when you go home and turn on your own hi-fi set, or what kind of records do you yourself put on the machine?
I like all types of music, except that I've never had any great interest in classical music. I like jazz. I like the blues. I like pop. I even like rock and roll.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't too much interest in Bach or Beethoven.
Right now, I personally would like to hear some more of yours. So what do you suggest that we listen to next?
Well, it seems ironic, Tom, that a song written in 1923 could start the ball rolling for a singer in 1958. Well, that's just what one little song did for me. And the name of the tune is Who's Sorry Now?
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to do that, if I may.
Who's sorry now? Who's sorry now? Who's sorry?
it's one of the big tunes written many years ago by Bert Calamar and Harry Ruby.
I get letters from Mr. Ruby, you know.
Oh, really?
Yes, he writes me all the time.
Well, this is one of many fine selections that he's written and, of course, sung for us today by Connie Francis. We've all enjoyed your music here on the Air Force show today. And on behalf of the Air Force, let me say that it's been quite a pleasure having you with us on the show. And we'll be listening to more of your music and waiting for you to return and give us more of your fine words to go along with.
Thank you so much, Tom. Thank you, everybody.
Ben Manhattan Melodies presented transcribed from New York by your local Air Force recruiter in cooperation with this radio station. Connie Francis and the orchestra appear on this program through the courtesy of the American Federation of Musicians. Manhattan Melodies was produced by the United States Air Force Recruiting Publicity Center for your local Air Force recruiter. And now, this is Airman Tom Wright inviting you to join us again next week at the same time for another visit with one of America's top recording artists. And in the meantime, remember, today and tomorrow, you're better off in the United States Air Force.